And we're back. Hello and welcome to another edition of the Homeschool Educational Supplement that we all know as Interesting Stuff. And today we're going to walk down a little bit of a different road because usually I pick one topic and we dive into that. However, today what I thought I would do is hit you with a lot of different random facts, and maybe some of them will stick with you just as being obscure, interesting, unusual, and it's going to highlight this fantastic world that we live in. So let's do it. Now, did you know that if you continued to grow as fast as an average baby, you'd be about 5.8 meters tall by the age of 10, which kind of shows you how important those early formative years are for babies and for children, and how important it is to get things right, you know, to get the balance right, to get the education right, to get the nutrition right, to get the exercise right. And so, yeah, it all happens early on. So that needs to be the focus for parents, I think. Next, a little jungle fact. Did you know that a howler monkey's roar, you know, they call it a roar, not a scream, but okay, roar can be heard up to 4.8 kilometers away, which probably means that it's pretty loud in the jungle. And there's probably quite a few animals missing some sleep in there. And I guess we can be happy that our dogs and our cats and our other pets are not that loud. Next, and moving on, rainbows can also occur at night. Did you know that? Not just during the day after a little rainstorm. And these night rainbows are called moonbows. In fact, about 6 or 7 months ago, I actually saw one from my flat here. I was looking out over the water in the evening and the clouds were grey and it had just rained and the sun was setting, and there was an incredibly bright and beautiful rainbow. And personally, I think rainbows are one of the most beautiful elements of nature. So maybe you want to keep a lookout for them at night as well as during the day. Next, here's an ornithological fact that some species of birds sing with regional accents. And you know what? I guess that means that those Scottish birds are going to be hard to understand, eh? What do you think? Probably. But I wonder how scientists discovered that. I wonder how you map the regional accents of birds. But I guess they did it, and now we know. Some birds sing with regional accents. There you go. And so, moving along. Did you know that traffic lights were invented before cars? Yeah, seriously, it's true. The first traffic lights were, in fact, for horse carriages and also for trains as well. So there, they were usually run by gas-based systems and occasionally, from time to time, were known to explode. Yep, it's true. Next. Well, dinosaurs drank the same water that you and me drink. Isn't that crazy as a fact that the water that exists in the atmosphere and around the Earth has been cycling and circling around for millions of years, and it's exactly the same water. So I guess we need to take care of the environment for future generations. You know, we don't want to do something bad and poison the atmosphere or the water or the land or whatever, and then future generations are going to have problems. So we've got to look after everything around about us. So take care of stuff. It all matters. It's all important. And speaking of water, did you know that some fish can actually walk on land? No, it's true. I mean, they don't come up into the streets and go shopping and stuff, but they do. They walk. And in case you wanted to know, these fish are called mud skippers. They're usually found in the Indo-Pacific region, and the species has adapted to living more on land than they do in water. In fact, when they're out of water, they breathe with air trapped in their gill chambers and in their skin. But it must be a bit weird, though. Imagine that. You're sitting fishing and this fish walks past you. Yeah. Anyway, it's a curious world we live in. Now, South Korea. Yes, that country. Well, did you know there's a theme park devoted to toilets there? No, really, there is. South Korean toilet paste theme park. I guess, well, you know, it's an activity that we're all sort of involved in on a daily basis. So I guess there is some cultural element to it, probably some historical element. And it's a huge part of health in society, the way that we deal with human waste. So yeah, why not? Especially as increasing advances in human hygiene have improved the quality and standards of people's lives in general. So, yay to the South Koreans. Good one. Now, here's something even more crazy. Only female bees sting. Yep, and not all species of bees actually sting. But the females, and only the females, have the bodily anatomy to actually produce a sting. So, you know what? I guess it's true. The female of the species is more deadly than the male. And aren't there some species where the female eats the male when they get tired of them or something like that? I gotta check that one out. But moving on. Giraffes hum at night. Well, I'm not sure if it's melodic, but, you know, they hum. Why not? Maybe they hum themselves to sleep. Maybe they're dreaming about something. I don't know. But it's just what they do. So probably good not to have too many giraffes around then, especially at night. Beautiful creatures, though. Now over to Egypt, where the Great Pyramid of Giza, you know, that giant pyramid that nobody really knows how it was built, and the experts still argue, and they're still discovering underground chambers, and they're still fighting about whose pyramid it was and what it was used for. Well, anyway, the stones used, the rocks used to build it, each rock weighs more than an average car. So what we're looking at with the giant pyramid is basically 2.3 million cars piled on top of each other. Quite amazing. I mean, some engineers even say that it's not possible for us to build the pyramid today the way it was built in the past. So, wow. You have to wonder sometimes if we're moving forwards or backwards in society. Sometimes I think we go both ways at the same time. Now, I've mentioned a few animals and insects already, but, you know, here's one more fact about our eight-legged friends, that the Goliath bird-eating spider is as wide as a basketball. Yep, there's a spider that eats birds. And, you know, that must be pretty shocking for the birds, right? The poor little bird is sitting there and, oh, look, there's a spider. And, you know, it's gone. But nature is nature, and you have to feed on something, I suppose. Still, don't want to find one of those in the bath or the shower. Another animal fact? Okay, well, here's one for you. An anteater's tongue is 60 centimeters long. 60 centimeters, that's more than half a meter, right? You know, that's about the length of your average tennis racket. So you could be half a meter away from an anteater and still get licked. But, you know, evolution is interesting. I guess they developed those long tongues so that they could get the food out from the earth. But, you know, it's still interesting all the same. And another animal fact. Okay. Young gorillas play tag. Yep. Just like humans do. They climb, they swing, they chase. Yep, they play tag. And why not? It's fun. But I guess, just like human beings, they grow up and they get involved in adult activities instead. And now on to people and nature. Well, for this example anyway, lightning strikes men more often than it strikes women. Isn't that peculiar? Well, I don't know. Maybe if men are being more silly than women... It's probably the men that rush out and go, oh my God, look, a storm. Come on, guys, let's watch this. While the women are going, I think I'll stay inside. And you can't blame them, right? Now, a rabbit's teeth never stop growing. Really, they don't. And, you know, it's funny, those cartoons of rabbits where they got really, really, really long front teeth. Well, it's true. They just grow and they grow and they grow and they grow and they grow. And, you know, that's why they look funny, I suppose. Still, you're going to need them for chomping all the way through those carrots, I imagine. Moving along, the Earth has travelled more than 8,000 kilometres in the last 5 minutes. Really? You know, it's funny to think that we think that we're not moving because everything around about us is all travelling at the same speed, but really we're on a planet spinning through space, and we tend to forget that, but it's true. And now, a couple of quick-fire facts. The game, badminton, was originally called Battledore. And it's probably a good idea that they changed the name. Although the original does sound a little bit more interestingly violent, I suppose. Play-Doh was not originally a toy for children. It was actually used to clean wallpaper. Although that's not an excuse to go rubbing it against the wall right now. Because, you know, it's probably going to leave some greasy mark there. Cats can't taste sweet flavours. And I have absolutely no idea why, but apparently it's true. So it's pointless giving anything sweet to a cat. It's probably bad for its teeth as well, actually. A group of crazy people in Idaho in the United States built a hotel that's shaped like a dog. But then that's Americans, isn't it? They always do the crazy things. And a final quick fire fact. Did you know that a slug has four noses? Quite what you need four noses for. I don't know. Maybe they got one for each direction or something. I have no idea. Whatever. So did you like those quick fire facts? Oh, you know what? I'm going to throw a few more at you. Right, here's a couple more. A squid's eyes are each about the size of a watermelon, which is really huge. My goodness. Giraffes have no vocal cords, which doesn't stop them humming, as we already know. But I guess it makes it difficult to sing. And finally, about 10% of a cat's bones are actually in its tail, which seems to me a very strange place to have lots of bones. But I guess evolution has its reasons. And you want one more crazy one? Okay, just for you. Young koalas smell like cough sweets. And apparently that's because they give off a sort of eucalyptus-y smell. Which is quite nice, really, I suppose. Although you don't want to swallow a koala. Moving forward, well, what have we got next? Did you know that when evenly matched teams compete, the team wearing red has a better chance of winning? Isn't that crazy? So, I guess if you have to choose a colour for your team, choose red. I wonder if there's some historical reason for that, that maybe in battle one set of soldiers ended up with the blood of all the other soldiers over their uniforms or something. I don't know. Anyway, here's a couple of weird facts. Popcorn has been eaten for around 5,000 years. Yep, it's true. They found evidence of that in historical civilizations. The world's first handheld mobile phone was quite expensive. It cost £3,000, which is quite a bit more than they cost today. It was probably also about the size of a brick. So you might have had a few problems fitting it in your pocket. Now, a bit of information about people, or a bit more information about people. It takes the average 10-year-old kid about 20 minutes to fall asleep at night. Whereas in comparison, I imagine it takes the average hard-working adult probably about 10 seconds to fall asleep. Probably 10 seconds before the kid falls asleep. But yeah, that's the way it works. Yeah. What do you think? Do you count sheep? I don't count sheep. I just close my eyes and I'm straight out. But moving on, humans can make 10,000 different facial expressions, which I don't know how they managed to count them, actually, thinking about that for a second. Isn't that bizarre? 10,000, wow. Does that mean 10,000 different emotions? Kind of insane, really. But I guess that just means that we need to pay more attention to that element of life. Yeah, because, you know, so much is given away in the face. So something to think about. And we're almost there. Did you like the facts so far? Well, we're going to drop a few more crazy ones for you before we finish today. And here we go. In Peru, the llama's droppings are often burned and used as a fuel, which must be quite smelly, I imagine. More about giraffes. Well, when a giraffe is born, it's actually taller than a human. And when it's born, it can pretty much walk as well. And something about dolphins, because dolphins are such cute creatures. In fact, I saw some in the sea the other day. Absolutely beautiful. Anyway, a dolphin sleeps with one eye open. Yep, you can't let anything get past those dolphins. Now, I wonder if it's always the same eye, or if it changes. And how do they sleep, and where do they sleep? I mean, do they just, like, drift around? They probably have to stay in groups, right, and somebody has to keep watch. Anyway. Now, we've had some interesting numbers so far, but here's a few numerical facts to add to our list. Did you know that there are around 52 earthquakes every day on our planet, but most of them are too weak for us to feel? Did you know that if you have 6 basic Lego bricks, you can combine them into about 900 million different shapes, which is quite a lot? Did you know that a hummingbird's wings can beat up to 200 times a second? I'm going to say that again, 200 times a second. Quite amazing. And which animal has 3 hearts? Well, that'll be an octopus. And which animal has 750 legs? Well, that'll be a millipede. And one more numbers fact. Well, if you had a 2-kilometer square, did you know there would be as many insects in that 2-kilometer square in general as there are people on the entire planet? And the other crazy thing is there's still lots of space for them as well. You know, when people say everything is overcrowded, everywhere is overcrowded. You know, there's parts of cities, I'm quite sure that's true. But I'll tell you where I live, you go north, there's nothing there. There's lots of space for people. So it's an interesting one, that one. And finally, in our list of bizarre, curious, and unusual facts for today, did you know that crocodiles eat rocks? Apparently, it helps them to grind up food in their stomachs. And you know, maybe there might be some mineral value in those rocks as well, but I don't recommend doing that. Those crocs are going to have some pretty hard digestive system to work all that out. So, you know, if I were you, I would stick to the fruits and the vegetables and the good things in life. And so that's it. Were those facts wild? Were they weird? Were they wonderful? Hey, those were all W words. How cool is that? Right. You know, let me know what you thought was the most amazing fact that was there. Or maybe you can drop me a note with some other stuff to add to this list. As I said, I just thought I'd do something different today. I'd pick on a variety of topics. You know, sometimes that sticks in the brain a little bit more than hammering on one thing. And you have to mix things up and change them every now and then just to keep the focus. So wherever you are, whatever you're doing, I wish you a fantastic day. And I'll be back again soon with another episode of interesting stuff. And so until then, stay cool and keep doing what it is you're doing. Bye for now.